Hello and welcome to the Rebel Room podcast post-game edition. A little bit delayed.
A little delayed.
Ryan Green and Alex Adianju coming to you. It's Sunday afternoon. We're back in Vegas. Had a little bit more time to swallow what we watched yesterday. And I mean,
First off, I just want to say thank you for having me on. This is my first Rebel Room of my LasVegasSun.com career.
In a while. You did it.
I don't think I've done one before.
Okay.
This is my first one. And I just want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here with you.
And what a game you get to talk about.
I mean, this is, it gets nothing better than this right here.
Well, let's,
where do you start? Where do you start?
Well, you start with the number 773, because in a 63-28 loss to Nevada Reno, in a game that was tied 21-21, was tied 28-28, they had 773 yards of total offense.
559 on the ground.
Those are just numbers.
Ridiculous.
Those are numbers that should never come to fruition.
And if you keep in fact that UNLV forced four turnovers, it could have been much worse than the final tally was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from jump straight, UNR, was able to move the ball like they were playing 11-on-9 or something like that. Like, UNLV was just not there at any point in the ballgame, and it was really weird to watch.
And, you know, you mentioned that because at a lot of times it almost was 11-on-9 because they ran those same plays that they ran last year. It was the fake handoffs by Colin Kaepernick, and the entire defense bit almost every time.
And you would think after having 360-plus days to watch a team after they destroyed you on your own home field last year, you would come better prepared for this game, and it was the exact same thing as last year pretty much.
Yeah, it got ugly. It got very ugly. Obviously, we've been looking online, looking at what some of our readers have commented under the stories, looking on the message boards, and It seems right now like at 2-3, a once promising season really looks like it's I'd say it's passed in the balance. This team is on the ropes. It's the middle rounds, and they're bloodied up a little bit.
We don't know if they're coming back out for the next round. Pretty much, I mean, they've been knocked down a couple of times. The ref hasn't stopped the fight yet, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's getting pretty close, and this one could get ugly real fast.
Well, let's spin this forward because I mean, you know, if you've been on the site in the last 2 days, we're sure you know full and well about what happened at McKay Stadium on Saturday. So let's spin it forward a little bit. Let's talk next week's game against BYU. It doesn't sound like we expect anything to happen this week in terms of the coaching position, which a lot of people are calling for, and it probably shouldn't happen this week.
It's too early.
I think at this point, it's going to be really interesting to see what this team looks like next week, whether or not they've quit on them.
Talking with Colt Sanford postgame, he said his team will bounce back against BYU. Mm-hmm. He was adamant about how the team will bounce back against BYU. Do I see it? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very questionable. I mean, you look at those players that when they came out of the locker room yesterday, they looked defeated.
There were some guys who had obviously shed some tears, too.
They look like they've been beat. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to see that five games into a season, especially a season that had so many expectations coming into it. And to be beaten after only five games, that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But Sanford says they will bounce back, but we have to see. But, I mean, it's not a must-win for Coach, but they have to play better.
They can't give up 600 yards of offense to Max. And, hey, Max Hall and company with BYU, they are more than capable of producing that.
But they have to play better.
Yep.
Something has to change. I don't know what it's going to be, but they have to play better.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, Sanford, nice guy. We hadn't seen, you know, last year at no point, even during that five-game stretch, did we see the team really quit on him. Yesterday in the second half, it looked like they gave up a little bit. You know, those last two touchdown runs, the 89-yarder by Mike Ball, the 26-yarder by Courtney Randall after the fumble by UNLV, they just...
Reno had their second and third string against UNLV's first-team defense, and they were still scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Your second and third string, who never, ever plays in games, especially the third string, who the quarterback was last game was Notre Dame when they were down 38-0, comes in and they run the offense like it was Colin running the offense.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable to watch on the sidelines.
The numbers after that game were just perplexing. I mean, and you know, you mentioned Colin Kaepernick, who basically carbon-copied last year's game, but he added in a touchdown catch on a trick play. You know, Mike Ball, the Desert Pines grad, had one carry for no yards coming into yesterday, finishes with 184.
And five touchdowns.
I mean, it was, look, a lot of people are going to accuse UNR of running up the score, but
I mean, that's what you do in rivalry games. Let's be real.
But that's what
you do.
On the other hand, let's also add that they really didn't.
They were running the same play.
They were running the ball. They weren't throwing it. They were running the play.
Same two or three plays too. They weren't mixing it up. They weren't going man in motion. They literally lined up, ran the plays, and just kept scoring, It was ridiculous.
I think they just scored again. Actually,
I think they did just cross the pylon.
But. You know, it's plus you got to remember for UNR, they had BCS Buster hopes coming into the season. They were 0-3. They had a lot of pent up aggression that they had to get out, and UNLV maybe just headed up there at the wrong time.
And they had 15 penalties. UNR,
15 penalties.
15 penalties
on top of the four turnovers.
And they still put up 63 points. I think that's the most amazing part. Is A, Nevada Reno never punted. B, they were 7-for-7 on third down. And D, they had 15 penalties, 4 turnovers, and still put up 63 points. I mean, I bet if you would have asked Coach Sanford last Monday, if you would have forced 4 turnovers, would you guys have won this game? He would have said yes.
Well, yeah, and especially because after the Wyoming game, you know, he straight up, very adamantly, in his office on Monday, said the reason we lost that game, they had no turnovers, we had 4. And then yesterday, they win the turnover battle 4-1, and UNLV's one turnover was, you know,
late
inconsequential.
Yeah.
It was late. And you're right. It just on. They didn't. UNR didn't punt once. They were 7-of-7 on third down. It was just. They just took them out back and beat them.
And they had a couple of 3rd-and-18s, 3rd-and-23s, and they still got the first downs.
The one that's going to stand out is Colin Kaepernick running for 18 yards on a 3rd-and-16 at his own about 15 yard line.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you got to think at that point. Chris Ault on that sideline is just thinking, whatever we run is going to work. So we're just going to – I mean, that's a dangerous thing for a team like that to have, is that kind of confidence.
I asked you, Green, where does UNLV go from here?
Well, that's what we were going to get to here. I think it feels like every week we're saying, boy, you're going to learn a lot about this team next week. You're going to learn a lot about this team next week. And next week you're going to learn a lot about them in a different way. You know, after the Oregon State game, it was, is this a bowl team? Because they were 1-1, had a great opportunity ahead, and they came back and bounced back against Hawaii. Then after Wyoming, will they ever win on the road? And then after this one, I think the big question right now is how many games is this team going to win? And is Mike Sanford going to finish out the season as head coach? You know, Jerry Kolofsky, the interim AD, yesterday made it sound like he will, but you know, he was very vague when asked. You know, he talked about their annual postseason evaluation, and then he was asked, would you ever consider a midseason evaluation? And he kind of said, well, there's 7 games left, blah, 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 blah. So you got to think, especially with the financial situation in the university, the situation with the administration, they're not really in a position to make a power move right now.
And let's be real. I mean, it's still early in the season. I mean, it's 5 games in.
Mm-hmm.
UNLV does have a nice stretch to end the year. I mean, these next 2 games, BYU and Utah, are important. If they could somehow win 1 game, that'd be great. If they can play well in the next 2, that'd be great. But there's still a long road ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Teams have come back from getting beat down like this before in college football and rallied the troops and played better. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what to expect next Saturday, to be honest with you.
Well, and you're right. Okay, if they can say they somehow, a few weeks ago, stealing one of these next 2 seemed very reasonable.
Yes.
Now it's almost
next to impossible.
Yeah, if they do, you're looking at a 3-4 team that's going to, New Mexico.
Yeah.
The worst team maybe in the FBS.
More, yeah.
They're having problems
issues.
Beyond football.
They're just issues.
You got your coach beating up assistants. you're losing players left and right.
Oh,
all right.
Just a disaster.
I know the conference road streak is there, but boy, if they can somehow steal one of the next two, you look at that one, you're looking at a chance to get back to 500. I know you got TCU and Air Force left, but Colorado State and San Diego State at home. The schedule is a little so-so from here on out. It's not a schedule where I think we're going to see a team finish the season at 2-10.
No, and they're not going 8-4 either.
No.
So let's be real right now.
So I think right now, how many games do you see this team winning the rest of the way? I'm going to say,
if they win 5, I'll be surprised, to be honest with you.
I was going to say 5-7 rebound after that. To rebound and finish at 5-7 after this kind of a start to the season, I think they'd probably
take that.
I know moral victories suck, and I know a lot of people think they're non-existent, but
I mean, yeah, if they win five games, I'll be shocked. If they win six, then I don't even know what's going to happen. But they got to turn it around, and they got to turn it around quickly. And it's enough talking, or no talking, according to Sanford some weeks, who knows. But they got to start playing.
Oh, yeah, that media ban last week. It's good to see those distractions.
That really worked out well.
Eliminating distractions.
Worked out well.
Here's the other thing, though. If this team quits next week and goes out and loses 56-7 or 56-0, do you see it snowballing? I could potentially see it.
Yeah, if they go out and show the same effort as last week, as this past week against BYU, and then do the same thing against Utah, they're in trouble. And some changes may need to be made, but some will have to change if next week and then Utah, they do the exact same thing. Whether it's defense or offense or something, but something's got to happen.
The one thing UNLV has going for it in this next game, I mean, they did play BYU to the final minute last year, but this is a game that players will almost by default get up for and get emotional for, because this is a game that means a lot to these guys who, you know, this is a conference heavyweight. This is a chance to make noise in the conference. Maybe some guys are still playing for that, but boy, it's going to be interesting to get a read on these guys this week.
It's going to be interesting to watch the crowd on Saturday, too. If UNLV falls behind early, what happens? Mm-hmm. Does everyone turn on UNLV and start cheering?
Well, how many UNLV fans show up in the first place?
That is true. It's just going to be an interesting week in the UNLV football, too.
And we'll bring it all to you here, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels, plus 702.TV, the Vegas sports scene.
Thursdays, 10:30, Vegas TV. 702.tv/VSS.
And what channel is that for those Cox subscribers?
14 on Cox, 25 on the Dish, anytime on 702.tv/VSS. That's how we do.
You combine
what do
that.
You do?
You combine that, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels, and we will have you completely prepared heading into UNLV BYU and the shakeout from the UNR loss. For Alex Adianju,
see ya.
Green.
Bye.
No wifing in the club.
No wifing in the club.
And we'll talk to you later.